With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at some really beautiful excerpts from The Lost Lover Found. It's part of the Song of Solomon.
That's right. Ancient poetry. But, well, the themes feel incredibly current.
Exactly. Our goal here is to sort of unpack the imagery, see what it tells us about love, beauty, desire.
Things that haven't changed much, fundamentally.
Right. So you might wonder, how can something this old still speak to us? How does this, you know, vivid language work its magic?
Well, I think it jumps right into something universal. Mm-hmm. Longing. The poem literally opens asking, where has your lover gone? That search is immediate.
Yeah, that sense of seeking. And the answer, his garden. To the beds of spices. It's not just a place, is it?
No, not at all. It's sensory. You think fragrance, privacy, intimacy. It paints a very specific picture.
Mm. And then you get that really powerful line, I belong to my lover, and my lover belongs to me.
That mutuality is key. It's not one-sided. And it's followed by him feeding among the lilies.
Another recurring image. Beauty, maybe sustenance, found in that shared love.
Could be. It's delicate, that image. Very evocative.
Okay, so moving on. The description of beauty is just, wow. So direct.
It is. Beautiful as tears are you, my friend. Fair as Jerusalem. Using real places like that.
It gives it weight, doesn't it? Yeah. For the original audience, Tirzah meant beauty, Jerusalem, well, grandeur.
Precisely. They weren't random picks. They grounded it. And then the metaphors start coming.
Yeah. The hair, like, romantic.
Like a flock of goats streaming down from Gilead.
Right. You can just picture that flowing movement. And the teeth. That one's memorable, too.
Uh-huh. Like a flock of ewes. Just shorn and washed, each with its twin, none barren.
It's quite specific, but it gives this sense of perfection, completeness, purity, even.
Yeah, very agricultural, connecting beauty to the natural world, to health, prosperity, things that really mattered.
Makes sense. Even the cheeks, like pomegranate halves behind your veil.
Yeah, you get that hint of color, but also mystery, something hidden.
It definitely adds allure. And the effect of all this beauty is intense.
Overwhelming, apparently. Turn your eyes away from me, for they stir me up. It's like too much to handle.
Wow. And it builds, doesn't it, to that final, almost cosmic description.
It really does. Who is this that comes forth like the dawn?
Beautiful as the white moon, pure as the blazing sun.
Fearsome as celestial visions. It moves beyond just earthly beauty.
It becomes transcendent, multi-layered, not just pretty, but powerful, awe-inspiring.
Exactly. So then the scene shifts. There's an actual encounter or leading up to one.
Right. To the walnut grove I went down. Specific spot.
And the purpose seems linked to nature's cycle, to see the young growth of the valley, if the vines were in bloom, if the pomegranates had blossomed.
So looking for signs of new life, renewal, it feels intentional.
Yes, there's this anticipation in the air tied to the natural world. And then bam.
Before I knew it, my desire had made me something like the prince's blessed one.
The blessed one of the prince's people. Or like being set among royal chariots in some translations. The point is the suddenness.
Yeah, it's this wave of desire, almost involuntary, sparked by the setting, the anticipation, maybe.
I think so. It shows how powerful that longing can be, how it can just transform your state of mind instantly. It's quite dramatic.
So looking back, we've got the garden as this intimate space.
Uh-huh. The really vivid, sometimes surprising ways beauty is described.
And this sudden, potent force of desire, often linked to nature.
It weaves together quite beautifully.
It really does. These ancient words still carry so much weight. So maybe think about how these ways of expressing love, beauty, that intense longing, how do they resonate with you?
Yeah, did any particular image, like the goats or the pomegranates, stand out?
What might that tell you about how we still connect to these deep human experiences across, well, millennia? Definitely some food for thought there.
Indeed.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.